extraordinary taste because the small fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you. Homecoming during Idol Feature is not only about coming home to your hometown to see your family, to see your childhood friends or even neighbors, but according to Debbie Avianti, a lecturer at Muhammadiyah University of Jakarta, for everyone, especially for the younger generation, let's say Gen Z, it's also about finding the potential and building their hometown, which is so very, very nice, isn't it? So here is the opinion by Debbie Avianti.
I think some of the Gen Z are also interested in building the or creating some community development projects after their parents bring them to their hometown, because they see some of the people in their hometowns need some improvement, maybe in some techniques of agriculture, or maybe in making some small enterprise, especially if the young people who are really, really right now not really interested in being employees, they want to start their own sort of jobs for others. They're really keen in opening up some businesses in the villages, and especially if they see some unique product or maybe some potential commodities to be developed in their hometown. I think parents should put in some seeds of interest to the children, so they will remember about how their potential can grow up and also can be shared to others in the village.
And for more information about the homecoming in Indonesia, you can listen again to the VOA Talk, Mudik, the Great Indonesian Homecoming, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And talking about the homecoming itself, listener, a lot of people are focusing on about the transportation, but of course, it's not only about the transportation. Therefore, the Transportation Minister, Dudi Purwakandi, urged the state-owned enterprises especially the transportation sector, to ensure travel safety and efficiency during the Eid al-Fitr homecoming and return periods. And quoted from AntaraNews.com, Purwakarta emphasized that safety and security is a shared responsibility between the government and the state-owned enterprises, but not only about the road, not only about the safety, but also about the health of the drivers. So in the land transportation, the minister affirmed the need for consistent vehicle inspections, and he also instructed the state-owned railway operator to remain prepared for potential natural disaster. But for maritime and ferry transportation, he called for more rigorous ship inspections, including sanitation facilities and the importance of effective traffic management around the ports. And for the air transportation, the minister urged airports operating 24/7 to prioritize the safety and well-being of on-duty personnel.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu terburu di hujan peluru, berhenti rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang ku hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu rebah. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Kau yang berkuasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saranghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of waves shooting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliff. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Roro Kidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Listener, here is quote of the day. To lead is to suffer. A quote by Kyai Haji Agus Salim. Listener, born on October the 8th, 1884, Kyai Haji Agus Salim is a legendary national hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of the HBS school during the Dutch East era, defeating others from Netherlands, Europe, and East Asia. And listener, that's quote of the day. And after this one by Bilal Indrajaya, you'll be listening to a story about Bundengan.
Semua takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, telah terukir nyata. Takkan pernah tergumam untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya bila aku meninggalkanmu selalu. Takkan pernah terkumam untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya sembilanmu meninggalkanmu selalu. Thank you.
the world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi, bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters and for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some question. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name, it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon prau ne wos nenga siap yuk ya banyu pinela ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunga lesu aten jawi lemas jebul besore piting kelopo katon ngawi-awi kayu kani peci bali wai sini sesu eso tumandangan bukawi prau layar ing tino minggu ke pariwisoto alon prau.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengera.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Bundengan itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, the lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mistor Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowl or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowl. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile, kind of talk about your cool new friend who I never met, who you dated as soon as I left. Carolina autumn, it had been a year since I saw you, since we ended it. Had a year to grow into the girl you always wanted. Now holding hands, it's not quite friends, but not quite lovers, but we'll just pretend. You say it's complicated to make amends. Well, is that the way that we're headed then? And you couldn't answer me, so you could pull me in while I brushed my teeth and let your hands both freely speak, like I wasn't ever gonna leave.
With before, and you're still tuned to Edward Edwards of His Voice of Indonesia. I would like to say thank you for people who has been joining to this broadcast. And if you have something to say about us, you can tell it to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. Or you can also open our application at RE Digital, available for Android and also iOS users, in which you can not only listen but also watch not only The Voice of Indonesia but also all the channels that the Radio Republic of Indonesia has. So you can listen to a lot of things from across Indonesia, which are mostly in Indonesian, but I wish that you can understand some part of it. And of course, listener, you can also follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and then Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And after this, listener, Ray will be in here with you with more information coming from Indonesia. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhiri setelah beribu debat panjang.
Here's the news. The Minister of Transportation has inspected Gambir train station to ensure its readiness for the upcoming Eid homecoming season. The inspection focused on passengers' facilities, operational efficiency, and safety measures. This effort aims to provide a smooth and comfortable travel experience for passengers during the holiday period. The next news. The Indonesian rupiah appreciated against the US dollar as the greenback remained under pressure from negative sentiment. Analysts attributed this trend to global economic factors and market reactions to the recent financial policies. The strengthening rupiah reflects investor confidence amid ongoing economic developments. And that was the news. Voy listener, welcome back to Indonesia Today in the afternoon session with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voy listener, in this start of the weekend, make sure to always, I mean start of the weekday, make sure to always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia online streaming, voynews.id. And so without any further ado, let's start with Afghan. Pesan cinta.
Hati ini saat ditatap wajahnya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku malu untuk mengatakan pada dirinya, oh Tuhan, tolong aku sampaikan pesan ini padanya, agar dia tahu bahwa ini aku jatuh cinta. Oh Tuhan, bantu aku sembuhkan cara untuk mendapatkan. Telah jatuh cinta. Malu hati ini saat ku tatap wajahnya, mungkinkah ini yang dinamakan cinta? Tapi ku malu untuk mengatakan
Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery.